HME Mobile.
Last calling station is KO4TXB.
KO4TXB, this is K2HME.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Doing well. How about you this fine morning?
Doing beautiful.
Very good. Yeah, I'm heading out to Duncan. I dropped the car off and get it fixed. The got T-boned a little bit back in October, and they're finally getting the car in to get it fixed.
Hope you're okay, and if anyone else in the car was involved, it said they're okay too, because yeah, T-bone is never a very good accident.
No, actually, it was just me, and I don't know how she missed a standing red light, but the poor little lady ran it and tagged two cars, me and the person in front of me, but thankfully no airbags deployed, none of that good stuff. And the car, she hit me right on the front tire, so the right front tire, so it's still drivable.
Definitely good, because it's a very upsetting thing when the airbag goes off, regardless of how old it is. Most of the time, they just total it.
And thankfully, this is an 06 with 225,000 miles. It's a Sequoia, so it's somehow it's been able to retain a little bit of resale value.
Yep, definitely with that age, and with the airbags, would have cost more than the vehicle's worth to fix it, so they would have definitely totaled it.
After she came to a stop, she looked up at me, and I could see her lips say, "What just happened?" And it's like, well, I don't know how to, you know, I'm thinking to myself, how do I tell her, you ran a red light, lady?
And it was probably unlikely that she was texting while driving, so something else must have distracted her.
I'm sure she felt bad, and I could tell by the look on her face she was totally shocked. So, anyway, the cop was right behind me, saw the whole thing. So, it could have been so much worse on so many levels.
Do you know if she even was braking at all when she went through it, or she just went through it a full speed, or whatever speed she was going?
If she did touch the brakes, it would have been right at the last second, because the light had been red for a little bit. The traffic in front of me had been coming south. They had the green light, and then when it turned green for us, the car in front of me pulled out, and everybody in the front row pulled out, and I was in the right lane, and I was the second car through the intersection, and she tagged us. So it was kind of odd. But it worked out. No one was hurt. No, and on any of the cars. So even the she was in a Subaru, the big is it Ascent or something like that? The bigger Subaru.
Truly glad that everyone's okay. That's why when I was teaching my daughters to drive, I finally got it through their head that green does not mean go. It means proceed with caution.
Very good point. That's normally, typically on a motorcycle, I am always looking left and right to, you know, when the light turns green. But what was strange about this one is I was the second car through the intersection and I'm in the right lane. So, you know, so many of my expectations got shot down.
That just goes to show that you can never continue, think of everything. It just, you know, poop happens.
And the funny thing about it was 3 days earlier, we were coming up from a wedding down in Abbeville on 25, just crossed into the Greenville County line, and I looked to the, it's, you know, pitch black at night, and I looked to my left, and there I see What it looks, it's like I turn and look, there's a deer with a head right next to my window on the driver's side, and facing the same direction I'm going. And I said, man, I hope I'm going fast enough before that deer hits me. And sure enough, that deer ran into the side and my wife's car and took out the driver's side door and the driver's side rear door, and even a little bit on the back of the car when it swung around. But, yeah, it was so, you know, they come in threes, so it's been a good few months, so that I guess we got lucky.
It's KO4PXB for ID. Yeah, if you have a rabbit's foot, you know, in your vehicle, you might want to get it changed out.
He dies hanging from the mirror instead, but thanks for the reminder. K2HME.
I'm just going into work. You know, I drive from Simpsonville to Spartanburg every day, so the traffic on the interstates is just always hit and miss. If there's a bad accident, it's definitely going to take me a while to get there. On the northbound side, it's clear. Southbound side, I can see where it's already backed up from 290 from an accident. So it's all the way backed up to exit 66 and even further. So I'm glad I'm not going into Greenville from Spartanburg.
You're going from Simpsonville to Spartanburg?
I go from Simpsonville to Spartanburg.
Right. I used to live in Spartanburg on the west side near Reedville Road and 26. And now I'm up in Berea.
Yeah, I probably went by there. You know, when I go to lunch, I'll definitely go by that area quite a bit.
Took my house. My daughter and son-in-law moved in. They moved back here from Colorado. So they moved in my old place, and I got married in June and moved out to Berea. Thought it'd be nice to live in the same house with my wife.
Congratulations, and yes, that's a very important thing to do.
Is my house in Spartanburg County has an acre, and here I'm in an HOA, and all so for my HF I had to the longest wire I could straight wire I could run was like 33 and a half feet in the attic with a little matchbox on it, and works pretty good on HF.
It's definitely one thing I'm going to do here shortly, because I just got upgraded my license to a general, so I'm definitely looking into first getting a radio and then setting up the antenna. So it's definitely a plan's in the work, because I'm also in an HOA, and just very irritating, because you know, I know a lot of people told me that I've got a couple sets of trees that I can string antennas from there to there, or do one in the attic, so it's, we'll just definitely, I'll figure something out, and we'll go from there.
Getting creative, I took 84 feet of wire and ran it in the attic, you know, the longest length, down lower, then across the one wall, then back, so it's almost a completed rectangle. But I'm waiting for a matchbox. Guy's name is Shane, but it's Nelson Antennas on eBay. So when he has more in stock, I'm going to get one so I can get it. I don't have an amplifier, and that way I can. I'll have. I'm going to try the 84 foot in a rectangle pattern and see how it works. I don't know. Maybe my straight line will work better, just as well as the other one. But I upgraded to extra a few years ago, so I've been experimenting on the HF bands.
Yeah, that's definitely good, because I looked into doing a flagpole antenna, but then I don't have the front yard to put all the radials out in the ground and stuff like that. And like I said, the worst part of me being in the HOA, the president of the HOA lives right across the street from me, so unless I do a dark 30 setup, she's going to notice, and I'll get the nice letter from the attorneys that I'm putting up the antenna, or on that part of with the radio, with the flagpole antenna, they really wouldn't see that. But when I know she would say something when I had some diseased trees removed from the front yard and had no idea that I was supposed to go through the architectural committee to remove some diseased trees. But yeah, I got a letter from the HOA lawyer's office that, you know, I didn't do that, and I could, you know, get into a fine if I didn't, you know, prove that the trees were diseased.
The HOAs have nothing better to do. It makes no sense to me. I know what they want to do, but they've written everything out so strict, I feel like I'm in a Nazi concentration camp.
That's definitely funny. When I have half a mind to just kind of send a letter to her or letter to her, because actually on the golf course, they're removing some trees, so I was going to sit there and see if they filed the proper paperwork with the architectural committee, but I don't think I want to open that can.
Yeah, I get that. In fact, there's a lady came around, there's only like 80 some houses in our neighborhood, and a lady came around wanting to talk about, get together a small group to remove the president of the HOA. He's a retired school teacher from Massachusetts, and he has no personality, and he has the management company send out letters rather than just having an initial conversation with the homeowner. So it's like, okay, let's see how this one goes.
I can pretty much guarantee that that's not going to turn out well for the person.
Out running in August against him, but technically I probably can't since I'm old. It's like, well, all I can do is help somebody.
Yep, that's definitely good. Like I said, because when I looked in, all the pretty much the guidelines of our HOA, which was really odd, because you're not even allowed to have a motorcycle in according to our HOA covenants. I'm going, so what happens to people when that's pretty much the only thing they can afford? So I guess on that aspect, definitely put it in the garage and just use it when you have to, or just, like I said, deal with it.
Want motorcycles in the on the street or in the neighborhood at all, huh?
I guess not, because it just says that motorcycles are prohibited. It doesn't say, you know, in what capacity. It just says that they're motorcycles are not allowed. I can understand the RVs parked in the parking lot and boats and stuff like that, but the cycle that they use them for regular transportation, I don't get.
My motorcycle's, you know, it's a Goldwing, so it's not something we can just, you know, park, you know, lean up against the house kind of thing, but plow any type of motorcycle. If they were concerned about it, they'd just get a noise ordinance. But, oh well.
A couple of years ago when I bought my camper, I did not have a storage place for it yet, so I parked it into the driveway, of course, and I got a letter from the HOA saying that the RVs were not allowed to be parked in the driveway, and so I called the president of the HOA letting her know that we were just waiting on the confirmation for a parking, you know, like the utility parking for that RV, and that it would be moved out, and we were also just moving stuff out of the one to the next and just waiting on a parking spot in a storage area.
Of other folks with HOAs, they bring the trailer and they pick it up on, say, a Thursday to, you know, pack it up Thursday night and then, you know, take off on Friday afternoon. You know, they still get letters. It's like, I'm just loading the thing. So, unbelievable.
Versus the committee on that HOA, that person is truly overzealous that they can't even have it in there over just one day that before getting a letter. And the stupid thing about when we had the trees removed, what they told us in the letter that when you submit something to the architectural committee, you have to have, you have to pay $100 for them to review that, and then so much money for the removal of the tree. And if it's over a certain size and stuff like that, you're actually supposed to replace the tree with something that's comparable. I'm going, so you're charging me more money to remove a diseased tree and then put something in pretty much comparable to the same size.
It's hard to find or get someone to move a 30-foot tree and plant it in your yard. Well, that's going to be an unsafe thing for the next couple of years.
Because I would not have the money to move a 30-foot tree and then have the tree spade come in and just dig the hole and put your eye, and then to make sure it's secure when it's put in the ground, because it's not going to be, there's going to be pretty much very little root set on storms or high winds or anything.
Well, there's a nice lawsuit on the horizon, unfortunately, especially in our current culture, but wow, that is, that's amazing. Yeah, they, our crepe myrtle tree in the front yard, now she's been in her house for next month, 2 years, and the crepe myrtle tree, she's got, I don't know if it's a fungus or if it's black bark, but very few trees in the neighborhood have a similar colored bark to her tree. Yeah, I'm thinking it's diseased, but it's like, you know, you got to go take it out. You got to go to the ARC, like you said, pay a fee, then go buy the tree and replant it. It's like, it's so small, I think I'll just wait till it finally dies and let them let the HOA board say, yeah, you need to take it out and replace it.
That would definitely be a smart thing to do.
Before I forget, my name here is Dwayne, if I didn't say it earlier, and K2HME for identification.
My name is Lloyd, Lima, Lima, Oscar, Yankee, Delta.
Local clubs in Greenville County?
I'm looking to join the ARRL. Like I said, I have not done so.
The Spartanburg Club years ago when I lived there, but the only thing, my only affiliation now with them is I'm the volunteer examiner coordinator, so when they do testing 6 times a year, I run those exam sessions for them.
When is the last time you did an exam? Because like I said, I think last month or so is when I updated my license, so I'm not sure if you were even at the testing center where to move to on Ashwell Highway.
Lloyd, that's the one. We do them the even month. So last one was December, and prior to that was October, and, you know, that kind of thing. So the next one coming up is in February.
Yep, that is correct. I did my, I think I upgraded my license December the 12th or something like that, so I wasn't sure if you were there.
I typically do the, there used to be another guy that did it, but now I end up doing the instructions on how to fill out the forms and then kind of make sure all the paperwork's together so I can get that off to ARRL quickly.
Then if you were there, you would have definitely saw me there because I took my test at that location. So, yeah, I know putting a name with a face after that long is definitely a little bit difficult to do, but that's where I took my testing to update my license.
Well, that's cool. So we've met and didn't even realize it. Well, you know, it's interesting you say that because I've been trying to get a hold of the Blue Ridge Club up here, and I've sent several emails, even made phone calls, and have not got a single reply back, because I would thought, you know, it'd be nice to do some testing in Greenville County, Because I've been noticing in Spartanburg that we get a lot of people from Greenville County coming over there. So I'm sure they do testing here, but it's just that we get a lot in Spartanburg.
KA3JCA.
2HME.
K2HME. Hello, Dwayne. My name is Richard, Kilo Alpha 3, Juliet Charlie Alpha. Good morning to you, Lloyd. Dwayne, I just wanted to let you know, if you ever need an additional ARRLVE, I used to go over and help in Spartanburg about 3 years ago. I'm confined to a power chair, but I'm an ARRL extra VE. So if you ever need one, just give me a jingle here and I'll see what I can do. Second of all, the Blue Ridge Club, they do testing every Saturday. Well, I'm sorry, let me back up. The third Saturday of every month at the American Red Cross Building. It's the C that does it.
Good. So Greenville County is well covered. I didn't know because I wasn't, I wasn't privy to that. But we were getting a number of people there in Spartanburg, so I thought maybe there might have been something. So, well, that's good to hear that we've got something going on Saturdays as well.
Third Saturday of every month. I believe Gary, KI4DOS, is one of the guys that works with that program there at the Red Cross Building, but you can always catch Gary on the radio. He lives up there around the Easley area and so forth. Also, if you have it, we have a net every night of the week at 9 p.m. By the 146-610 machine, no tone, or echo link node 45072, the W4NYK-R repeater on the echo node. So please join us. We're there. They got a lot of good information that they pass on every night.
Appreciate that info. That's great.
Great. Pick it back up there. Lloyd's a good guy there, and he's one of my neighbors. He lives over here near me, KA3JCA.
Thank you, Richard. This is KO4PXV. I'm now in the parking lot for work, so I will definitely say 73 to y'all, and please have a great day.
73, Lloyd. It was good to reacquaint myself with you, and I am about to pull into the body shop. Have a great day. 73K2HME.
Usually out here monitoring, so when you get done at the body shop, feel free to give me a call, KA3JCA.
Fair enough, and didn't think to bring a handheld with me, so I won't, I'll be off the radio for a little while. Richard, that sounds great. So it's KA3JCA?
Correct. You took over the VEC. I think was the guy's name Tommy? He used to drive a truck, and he was disabled himself.
It's Paul Leary, W4PML, I think is his call. Yeah, I helped out for years, and then he got to the point where he needed to, whatever, handed it off, and I've been doing it for several years now for Spartanburg.
I have probably met. Like I said, I was a member of the club 1 year when Lisa was the president. And then she had stepped down, and then I noticed later she'd come back. But my friend Brian Dodge, KM4JWP, he was a member of that club in Spartanburg there, too, for a while.
Yeah, this way. It's like, I thought, you know, I'd rather be part of a club out here, something I could be more involved with. And, you know, the VEC, I didn't feel right about not doing it since they didn't have anybody to fill those shoes.
Yeah, I have to check. I know I have credentials for the Western North Carolina VEC, ARRL VEC. At one time, I used to have W5YI, and I was also part of the Laurel VEC up in Maryland. So, but since I've been down here, I think the only ones that I pretty much have kept up with is the Western North Carolina one and then the ARRL.
That's the only one that I've got is the ARRL myself. I thought about doing the W5 I can't remember, IY or whatever it is, but I just haven't taken the time to do that.
Okay. Well, like I said, I'm good on QRZ. My email is good on QRZ, so feel free to drop me an email with your contact information, and I'll touch base with you.
Richard, that sounds great. I appreciate that. Well, like I said, I'm at the body shop, so I'm going to go ahead and sign here and pull the radio out of the car so I still have it when the car is finished. Richard, again, look forward to chatting with you further, and thanks for the information on the net at 9 p.m. This is K2HME. Name here is Dwayne.
K2HME, KA3JCA, clear.